Sports This Hour brought to you by Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange, Wyoming Building Supply, 45 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's a Wednesday. Good morning, James, Julie.
Good morning.
Morning.
Next Wednesday, we're going to have our VIPs in studio.
Yep.
We're going to start Pro Football Pick'em.
Next week.
When can we sign up?
First Northern Bank and Carroll's Furniture VIPs.
Yes.
Same as last year.
All
back
right.
To...
And the year before.
Yeah, and the year before.
Yeah. So we're ready to get away, and you can sign up.
You can sign up. It's up. Go ahead and get ready.
Oh, you can sign up now. Okay.
Yeah.
So make sure you're ready, and then you can get in on the ground floor. Weekly prizes are given every
week. We have $100 value of every single week, and you don't, it's only for the week. So you could have a really bad season, but win 1 week just for having the high score.
Yeah.
That week.
Play along. And
fun.
We'll get that underway. Before we get the show underway, I want to take a little sidebar here because Facebook is kind of, you know how Facebook is.
I was going to say.
You know how Facebook is, things. Recently, there's a young man that will dress up in his Halo costume.
Yeah, we saw him at Third Thursday, remember?
And he's like, at Third Thursday.
Yeah.
The young man that we saw. And
His name is Jordan.
Yeah.
And he's a very nice young man, from what I understand. And but some people have been confusing him representing Sheridan Tactical.
Oh, right.
The business.
That makes sense.
And it's not.
It's a Halo.
Not.
It's
costume.
A Halo outfit.
Halo
he's on his own.
Yeah.
He's
video
doing it because
game.
He likes it. It's a video game, right?
Right.
Okay. So we just want to avoid that confusion that Sheridan Tactical and Jordan are not
right.
together.
Jordan's just having fun.
He's dressing up, having some fun.
Why not?
And he is in no way, shape, or form associated with Sheridan Tactical.
Separate entities.
Separate. And Sheridan Tactical's gotten some phone calls from people not appreciating that.
Oh.
So, which is unfortunate, but I wanted
to
make
sure. That's good marketing right now.
You want to go do something fun, go out and do some paintball.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
At Sheridan Tactical.
And I actually thought Jordan looked pretty cool on Thursday.
So, people, you don't need to worry, okay?
Yeah.
Just want to set the record straight because Facebook is everybody gets, you know, their own impression.
There's no better place.
Place to find out factual information than Facebook.
Say.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, right. Especially now with AI.
No better. Better steam pressure cooker than that place.
Yeah. Of course, I mean, actually, it's Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah,
it's all the same thing.
It's all social media. So, just want to let you know that that young man is
very
just
nice.
Dressing up. Very nice.
Yeah, way to, you know.
But he does not represent Sheridan Tactical. Okay? So, people can quit
separate
calling. If you want to call Sheridan Tactical, schedule
up sign
up
paintball. For paintball.
There you go.
Yeah, we need to sign
we
back
need to
up.
Sign back up. Yeah, we're going back
Redemption.
Out. Yes, we're going back
do they
back
do it in the winter? I've actually wondered about that.
I bet they do. I'm sure they do.
Hey,
that'd be fun.
Paintball can be played anytime.
It would
right?
be hurting way more.
We might be.
a little bit bigger of a sting when it's 20 degrees
have
outside.
Snow mounds.
Yeah, there you go.
You dress
See?
Up in white.
Right. Yeah. You dress up in white. There you go. Get your white stuff on. Yeah. Okay. All right. There we go. 26th day. Branford Marcellus, jazz musician, 66. Mm. Very talented.
Man. Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin, actor, Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
He's 46 today.
Wow.
I know.
He's not home alone anymore.
Yeah.
No.
He's got kids of his own.
He's married. He's got multiple kids.
Yeah. Chris Pine, actor, Star Trek.
Star Trek,
fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened to him?
He still does stuff. He just.
He's 46.
Star Trek today. Was the big thing, obviously. Yeah.
Today is Make Your Own Luck Day.
Sure.
Okay.
Not luck anymore then.
Go for that. Try that.
Or use Zoltar, you know, one of the two.
Yeah, like Julie did and won some dollars at the lottery.
Would that count as making your own luck?
No,
though?
I said or use Zoltar.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying.
You did make your own luck.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, you did go to Zoltar.
I did.
See, this might be a sign, Julie.
Yeah. It could be.
Could be.
You know, put it all
numbers.
On black.
Get your numbers back out. You didn't win the big jackpot.
Gosh, no, I wish.
I think you said you won enough to pay for your license plates.
Yeah.
Which was, hey,
good
why
deal.
Not? It's great, right? Women's Equality Day today.
Wow.
Sure.
Big day.
Big day. It is Willing to Lend a Hand Wednesday.
Okay.
All right.
What? Okay.
Willing to lend
yeah,
a hand.
Yeah, I know. Just
willing
think,
to lend a hand
we gotta
Wednesday.
We got a name that day?
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Alliteration.
All right. Today's Toilet Paper Day, not to be confused with Toilet Paper Appreciation Day. The year was 1890.
Why is there two of them?
Yeah, no, there are two of them. Yeah.
Gosh.
18, well, you know.
I guess that makes
some
sense.
Busy
two,
people
makes
out there.
Makes sense there's two of them.
Look at you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Did you get that? There she goes. She was
delayed for a moment.
Thank you. You were delayed for a moment.
I went into my Rolodex brain.
I could see that. I looked over at you and your Rolodex was going.
You could see it, the gears spinning.
Number two also means, okay.
Okay. 1890.
Don't explain it.
Yeah, we're good, Julie. 1890, toilet paper on a dispensing roll was patented by the founders of today's Scott brand. Toilet paper dates back 1,500 years to China.
Whoa. Scots go back a long way.
Yeah. So there you go on toilet paper day. Hey, you should try this, James. 56-year-old high school math teacher.
I'm not one of those.
Yeah,
all right. Well, you don't have to be. Teacher. He's achieved a Guinness World Record. He was putting on 17 T-shirts while controlling a soccer ball on his head.
That. No, I can't do that.
On his head?
Yeah, so he'd bounce it on his head, put a T-shirt on quickly, bounce the ball again, put another T-shirt on, did 17
Why'd you say I should try this? Have you ever seen me play soccer? One. And two, have you seen me wear anything more than two shirts?
And why was I excluded from this?
Julie, you're more than welcome to join in. Okay? You can do it. You can make it a competition.
I can spin a basketball on my finger.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Cool.
Yeah. I used to be able to do it for 3 minutes.
I can throw
3 minutes?
But it's been a while. Yeah. I used to love doing useless things.
I could throw the football in the air and catch it.
That's good.
That's about it.
Yeah,
I'm impressed.
You can still spin the ball on your feet. You don't ever really lose that.
It would take practice. I haven't done it in a while.
Like riding a bike.
Yeah, you don't ever. Once you learn how to do it, you don't really lose it. You can still do it. 100%.
Hey, check this out. Did you know the world's oldest fingernails were discovered in northwestern Wyoming's Bighorn Basin?
Great.
Wow. Yeah.
I could have done without that information.
55.5
Was it
million.
Prior to toilet paper?
Yeah.
Prior to toilet paper. Approximately 55.5 million years ago, a fossilized remains of an extinct lemur-like primate.
Of all the things to find.
They found it in the Bighorn Basin.
Wow.
Just on the other side
did
of the
mountain.
Did
they find it or did they find the fingernails?
How do they know? I guess DNA?
Ew.
The transition from claws to flat nails. That was that transition.
That's kind of cool. Fingernails are.
And it was an early primate.
I don't know what it is about fingernails, but that grosses me out way more than like just regular
just the
bones.
Name? Oh.
Like if I find bones, cool. If it's fingernails, I'm like, I don't want to touch those.
Right, because you use them for like a multitude of things.
I guess, yeah.
One of my favorite things to do, go fossil hunting. But that was just over. People just don't realize this area is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's a mecca.
It's a giant fossil bed.
It's a mecca. It really is. People all over the world come here. And the bighorns are just.
For fingernails.
Yeah.
Jane. Coral.
Sponges. Yeah. Yeah. People don't realize that. Some of that rock you see on top of the bighorns is a coral reef.
Yeah. Water stuff.
Right. We were all underwater millions of years ago. Whale news. From 1913 to 1978, an estimated 350,000 Antarctic blue whales and 725,000 fin whales were killed in industrial whaling, nearly wiped out. Today, they're growing back.
Oh, good.
That's the good news.
Yes, about 30%.
There's nothing we did better for a long
really
time.
Hard
than,
on
I
Earth.
Was going to say, than nearly wiping out a species.
We were really good at that back in the day.
We're getting them back. Getting them back, which is good news. I always like to hear good news. 29-year-old woman from the United Arab Emirates set a Guinness World Record by handwriting 150 different words on a single sticky note. To fit all the words legibly, she opted for short, simple words, 3 letters long.
Mm.
So if you're spinning your wheels today, grab your sticky note and see if you can write 150 different words on a single sticky note.
Did she do it in an Arab language?
Probably.
Or? Does not say.
I think in the UAE, though. It's
I doubt it.
Well,
I'm saying I doubt it.
I mean, you'd think the world record would have to be defined by that.
I think in the UAE, though, it's I mean, they speak an Arab language, obviously, but I think they speak a lot of English over there because it's a, like, Dubai is a haven, tourist haven.
More world records. A Kentucky man broke the record for the fastest time to assemble a Mr. Potato Head while blindfolded. 7.92 seconds.
I'm starting to think these Guinness World Record ones are made up too.
Well, if you can make any, you can make any of them.
That's what I'm saying.
As long as they,
you can just create something to make the world record. You can
blindfolded just say, Mr. Potato Head.
Like why?
No, you're blindfolded and you're putting the Mr. Potato
That's
Head.
That's what I'm
together.
Saying.
You're right.
Yeah,
it, not the Mr. Potato Head isn't blindfolded.
Right, but still, it's
that'd
like,
be cool though. Mr. Potato Head, you don't know what I'm putting on yet.
We're taking off, yeah. All right. How do you hold your coffee mug there, Julie, since you're a coffee aficionado?
I hold it, it depends, like with both hands if it's cold.
That's how you know when she's cold, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or just so by the handle.
Hands. Okay. How we hold our coffee cup is the last thing on our minds, but scientists say most of us are doing it wrong. Researchers set out to understand why coffee spills as we walk.
Have to consult Jill on that one.
You said that.
Turns out you shouldn't slip on nothing.
Through lab trials, walking with full cups of coffee and tea, testing different hand positions, and even walking backward, they found a surprisingly simple culprit, the way we grip the cup.
Walking backward.
The handle, it turns out.
Jill, don't try this at work.
Yeah, don't try this at work. The handle, it turns out, is misleading. Using it while walking causes the coffee to slosh against the cup's walls.
Yeah, that makes
better
sense.
Better method? Your method.
Two hands.
The claw grip, they call it.
Oh, I do that too.
It gives stability to the coffee while walking.
But, you know, I learned something a long, long, long time ago, waiting tables. Carrying liquids, and it was like, gosh, I'm always spilling this coffee or whatever. And someone told me, don't look at what you're carrying. Look ahead.
Yes.
And then it's, and I went, huh, and it worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
It's like when you high five people, you don't look at their hands. You look at their elbow. You'll get a perfect high five every time.
I have never done that.
You'll get a perfect high five every time.
Huh.
Look at their elbow.
Wow, you learn something new on the morning show every day.
Look it up. Go try.
Look at the
next
elbow.
Time you high five,
the end of
look
our softball
elbow.
Games, we would go up and down.
Yeah.
Then I was looking at the elbow.
Look at their elbow.
We were doing a high and a low five.
Oh, okay.
You'll get
so
a perfect high five every time. Yeah, most
five.
People don't do it, but that's if you want good high five, that's how you do it.
Yeah, if you don't want to miss.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, James.
There you go.
Now I'm going to do it.
Now you know.
Okay, now I know. You know, remember we talked about, was it 2 days ago? We talked about 4 months away from Christmas. We are 3 months away from
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Best holiday. Food
up
is
there.
The main event.
It's up there for
and
me.
People
you're
just hanging out.
You're encouraged to eat way too much. There are leftovers for days. There's no pressure to buy presents.
Yeah.
It's cozy. Pumpkin pie exists.
No, there's pressure to buy
Games.
Presents. Just in about 8 hours after you're done scrounging pie down. Yeah.
There's football all day.
Yeah.
The parade is wonderful. Because you got a morning
I've
parade.
I've never watched the parade.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not a parade person. That parade person.
Yeah.
Your house will smell the best it will all year long.
That's true.
Okay.
Games.
Everyone has their own dish. Games to be played.
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment. It even works for Friendsgiving Day, too.
Yeah, true. Definitely.
Okay. So there you go.
I don't know why they changed the name. It works the same. Thanksgiving can go for both.
Yeah. I don't know.
So there you go. And that's the day.
3 months away.
Today. 3 months away. 90 days.
Yeah. Well, when you say it like that, it does feel like a lot less.
Yeah.
We'll
90
days.
Yeah, 90 days.
All right. There you go. James, Julie, have an awesome day
you
today.
Too.
Hey, get out and enjoy a beautiful day today. Going to be a sunny 90-degree day. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, Fox News on the way. Steve Schreffler, a swap shop in the 8 o'clock hour. Buy, sell, trade. Ain't no reason that we need to be apart tonight. I got something we can start tonight. Looking at you, girl, it's hard to find. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you. And you snap back. T-shirt, your favorite. 103.9 FM is News Talk 930. KROE. Sheridan. Broadcasting from the Synergy Home Care Studio on 103.9.